Tanya is a first-time caller out of Florida. Tanya, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Tanya, how are you? I appreciate
you. I'm doing well. How are you?
Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you. So I have kind of want to ask your advice, sort of a question.
Yes.
I've been married for 21 years with my husband for 26 years. We have four children. And I have woken recently. Like I started turning back to God, and I'm realizing a lot of things about the natural order. And I listen to you, and I have been for several months. And I find myself like yearning for him to be strong, and I'm really struggling because he's not. He's really weak, and I don't know how, if I'm supposed to help with that or if I'm supposed to just let him be what he is. But I'm constantly struggling with it. I have dreams about it. Like I mean I don't know. I see the potential, but he's just. I don't know. I don't know if a wife is supposed to help uplift her husband or if I just got to let him be what he is, but it's affecting me.
And so what's your question for me?
If you have a wife who is realizing that she needs an alpha male and her husband is beta, how does
beta.
She go about helping him become, thank you, how does she help him go about becoming alpha if that's what he's meant to be, or am I supposed to suffer in silence?
Oh, that's a good question. Why did you marry a weak man?
I was 16 when I got with him, when we started going out, and it was well before, and when we got married, I was 20, so I was well before I had even any awareness of the natural order of things.
I understand.
I've seen, you know, that God has held me together all these years for me to realize that, but I don't know if... I don't know if he's ever gonna like turn around. He's a good man, but I just feel his inherent weakness. I just feel his weakness, and I'm like struggling because I feel like I'm flying in the wind. I don't have stability because he's not stable. You know what I mean?
So here's the one thing you must do.
Yes, sir.
You must not resent him. The only reason you're struggling is because you resent his weakness now, and if you are born again of God. And you should have perfect love for your husband. And that way you would live upright, you would do the right thing. And in you, he would see God. And something about that can help him overcome. But you have to stop resenting him due to his weakness. He can't help it.
There's more. I mean, there's a lot to it to not resent him. Sorry.
What do you mean a lot
to it? He's done things that I'm struggling with.
Like what?
Oh, I'm going to say this out loud on the air. He was having sexual interactions with my mother for years.
With your mother?
With my mother. And God told me to forgive him, to hold him close, because there was something inside him that was supposed to be good. But like, I'm working so hard to let it go. I'm trying to listen and forgive my mother, but I don't. It's been 2 years since I found out about this. And I'm trying so hard.
How did you find out? How did you find out?
Because my mother is a horrible, horrible, weak person, and she was trying to manipulate me by telling me that he raped her. Because she wanted, I think she wanted to tell me about these things without taking personal responsibility. So she decided to tell me he raped her. I know him. I know he didn't do that.
Right, right.
So that was never an issue for me. And then I found out, you know, obviously I confronted him. I have older children. They're, you know, some in their 20s. I got them involved because I couldn't hold it. I couldn't hold it on my own. So all my children are quite aware of it. And then, like I said, God told me that I was supposed to hold it. Like I was, you know, supposed to leave it. I'm supposed to stay with him. But it's a struggle. Like I said, I'm having nightmares. I have dreams about like leaving him.
How old is your husband?
He's 42.
And how old?
43 in October.
How about your mother? How old is she?
60. And the story is quite long and convoluted. When we were 18, we had a lot of problems, and I left him, and my mother decided to get her and him drunk, and that's where it, like, the first thing happened. So I think that all those years of that guilt kind of built up on him so that his vision was cloudy. And I also think that he, you know, he's totally in the dark. Like, he hasn't turned towards God or anything like
so
that.
Your so your mother got him drunk.
Yeah, and her, you know, yes.
So
that was the first time that it ever happened.
So did they only have sex once?
That one time they only had sex, and then after that, it was sporadic throughout the years, here and there.
So they would have sex off and on after that one time?
Yeah, I don't even think it was full-blown sex after that one time. I think it was just sexual encounters.
What did that mean?
I think they would do drugs together and, like, do stuff.
So, like, sexual encounter meaning that they didn't have sex?
As far as I know, to be honest, like, my heart couldn't handle getting every single detail.
Oh, I don't blame you.
Like, it's already a struggle. Like, yeah. I didn't need to know every single detail. I just needed to understand what had, you know, transpired.
So is your mother still in your life?
No. I've not talked to her since that 2 years. And every day I listen to you and I'm working towards confronting her, but it's like I'm in so much pain.
Yeah, I bet. So listen, your husband, is he sorry for what he's done?
He is sorry, and he's not a bad person at his heart. He's just not, like, he's just a weak man. He is sorry, but, like, I almost feel like sometimes he sabotages things on purpose. You know, in the last 2 years, we've been okay, but, like, I just continue with my eyes open. I used to think he was so strong. I used to just follow him blindly because that was my nature, and I didn't realize that was, like, you know, my natural nature. And now that I realize I can't follow him because he'll lead me into hell.
Right.
I feel like I'm struggling so hard. And I take responsibility for my daughters to witness. I have three daughters and one son to witness a strong, sound marriage. And obviously I know that, you know, this is a huge deal, but I wanted them to see me try to pick up the pieces in a strong way. But
amazing.
Like after 2 years.
So let me ask.
After 2 years, I don't see any changes.
Yeah. So you and your husband have four kids?
Yes.
And you told them about this?
I only told the adult children. The youngest child overheard him saying some things to me.
And why did you tell them?
Because at the time I couldn't carry it and I didn't know what to do. I don't know if that was the right choice.
Right, it wasn't.
But I couldn't carry it.
Like, what does it mean, carry it?
It was so overwhelming.
When you say couldn't carry, what do you mean, carry it?
It was, the pain was too much, and, like, I didn't I don't have a father in my life, so I don't have another parent, and my mother has not been a good mother, but she's been the only one that I had. And so that, I was devastated. Like, it took me months and months to pick
up. I understand,
back up.
I bet. So let me ask, how do you know God told you to stay with him?
There was a quiet knowing in my heart that I felt like an inner strength to hold on after I got over, like, the initial devastation. And, you know, it took me a couple months of really, I kicked him out and I had to go through, like, a lot of thinking and a lot of really looking at where I was and what I was doing in my own self. And then something in my heart that I just knew it was right that I just knew there was something there to hold on to.
But why would God want you to stay with a man who has cheated on you with your mother? Because when men and women commit adultery, that's a way out of a marriage, unless the man or the woman really apologize. You know, they're sorry for it and never do it again. But you said this man has been doing it sporadically over the years, so he's still doing it with your mama.
He's no longer doing it, though, sir. He's no longer doing that. He's trying to ride the straight and narrow, but I can now see how, like, kind of, like, weak he is. I've got clearer vision when it comes to him. Like I said, I always just followed him because I guess I wanted what I wanted, which was a strong man to lead me.
Right, that's right. How old are your oldest kids?
24 is my oldest.
How about the son? How old is he?
24, that's my oldest.
Oh, what did he say about all this?
He went through some really heartbreak with it. They followed my lead when it came down to continuing a relationship with him. When I maintained a relationship with him, they did too. And that was part of what I felt on my heart was that, like, I was also holding my kids in that way, like, helping them to retain their father. You know what I mean? Because if I had, they would have followed me.
What?
With that situation.
Yeah,
they would have knocked
I know.
Them out of their lives right away.
Right. So is your son and your daughters, are they close to their father now?
I wouldn't call them close. I wouldn't call them far apart either, but they never have been super close. But I can see the relationship and some of them being repaired. I can see him because I think he did awaken to the gift that he was given. I think he knows that he was given a huge gift in the second chance that he got. So I can see that,
right,
but they're
right.
older, so they're not going to like, they're not going to try as hard as when they were younger.
So Talia,
so yes, they,
it's
yes,
amazing
sir.
That you stay with this guy. And I can imagine what you must be feeling because I know Satan would use that to really put you through hell. But all you need to do at this point, since you're still with him, you must forgive him. Don't hold anything. Don't resent him for it. Don't be angry about it. It doesn't mean it's right what happened. But since you are staying with him and you're hoping that one day he would come around, you have to have perfect love. And the only way you're going to have that operating through you is you must forgive him. In your heart, you have to realize that he was wrong, but he's weak and you whatever, right? But you must forgive him.
And I love that answer. And what do you think about my mother? I mean,
forgive your mother too.
The only thing I have to do is look at her.
No, just realize your mother is totally wrong, and she too is controlled by evil. And forgive her, but stay away from her. Don't let her around your kids. Don't let her around your husband or you. Don't let her into your house. Stay far away from her because she has the wrong spirit. She would influence them in the wrong way.
That's what I needed to hear because that's part of my internal fight was like, you tell us to go face the mothers. And I'm a very strong person, and I'm not afraid to face adversity, obviously.
Right.
So I have been struggling, and she does not live far from me, but it's like there's a block in my heart from even looking at her. That for 2 years, every day, I've been working on, especially once I started listening to you talking about that forgiveness. And
yeah.
I'm about to, like, I read. Contact with my father, who I hadn't seen in years and years and years.
Uh-huh.
So slowly but surely, we're trying to talk more. So
right on.
I don't have to go confront her right now, right?
No,
that's not
no.
Stop me from doing what I need to do with my husband and my family.
No, it will not stop you. Just know that what she did is wrong, and she can't help herself either. She's driven by this spirit that made a home in her, but it's not her. And because there is no way in earth or heaven that a parent, a mother, a father or a mother would just get up and go and cheat with the daughter's husband. She could not help herself. Your mother's missing love in her life. She's depressed. She's going through hell. And she's looking for love. And she could not help herself. And just realize that. And don't resent her. Don't accept what she did as a right, but don't resent her for it. And then the struggling that you have would disappear because you should not be struggling with this. There's nothing you can do about it. Your only responsibility is not to hate.
Thank you. That's what I needed to hear because that was just part of my problem because I don't want to look at her. And
I don't blame you.
Like, forgive her. And you tell me that really helped me. Thank you so much.
Yeah, just forget about her. Let her go her way because she's not good for the rest of your family. And make sure you tell your kids, the adult ones and the young ones, yes, what your father did was wrong, but don't resent him because if they resent him, they're going to end up doing the same thing or even worse. You become like what you hate, right? And so make sure your son and your daughters do not resent their fathers. Don't accept, tell them it's not right. Don't accept it as a right. But just don't resent them so that they don't become like him.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm sorry for such a heavy topic.
No, no, it's fine. That's what I'm here for. It reminds me of Jerry Springer.
Me too.
My mother slept with my husband.
Jesse, I love you so much. I appreciate and value you, and you're changing people. I just sincerely I couldn't thank you enough. And it was no accident. I got right through. Like
right
I know
on.
People struggle to get through.
Right.
But that's the part of me that knows that I was supposed to call and ask that question.
Yeah, it was meant to be. So in closing, Tanya, don't resent your husband. And again, it doesn't mean that what he did was right. You're not accepting
right.
it. You're just not resenting him. And then you would be able to sleep at night. You wouldn't be having all the conflict that you're having. You would see the right thing to do and the right way to go. Just don't resent him. And And say that to your children, too, all right? And you'll be fine.
All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, thank you so much. I hope you're blessed, and I look forward to the rest of your show.
I am blessed, and thank you so much, all right?
Thank you, sir.
All right. Amazing. That's amazing. Satan is busy.